Audrey Hepburn by Ellen Cheshire. Read by Helen Elizabeth G. Chapter 1. And she lived happily ever after. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess. Audrey Hepburn has remained an enduring icon of the silver screen. Almost every week, the national press uses a picture of Audrey to illustrate articles on subjects as diverse as the power of the little black dress, film stars who encouraged people to smoke, and how to crack an egg. The list of current Hollywood stars who are the next Audrey Hepburn is endless. Recent additions, to name only a few, have included Gwyneth Paltrow, Natalie Portman, Halle Berry, and Penelope Cruz. Early in her career, Audrey was the face on Lux soap and Crook's lacto-calamine advertisements. Now she's seen selling Longines exclusive Swiss watches and Gordon's gin. What is it about Audrey Hepburn that is so magical and transcendent? Audrey spent her childhood between Belgium and England. She spoke English faultlessly, and her early successes were on the London stage and in British movies. But her looks were not those of the English rose, nor did she look like the platinum blondes so prevalent in Hollywood in the early 1950s. Her Europeanism, looks, figure, and manner set her apart and created a whole new look that was emulated the world over. She was a paradox: innocence with sexiness, naivety with worldliness. She was modern, classic.